Cool, all right, cool.
I have fallen from a plane to introduce this. I have jumped off a train. What other things? How am I coming in?
Hot.
Oh, riding on top of a like a storm cell, just moving forward, just coming in, and you're just right at the edge of it.
Just like straddling a thunderhead.
Yes. Okay.
lightning bolt right in.
All
right.
Krakoom Lightning! Oh my gosh, that was some rock and roll we just heard. And now you're hearing me, Stephen Kropa, and this is Overstated with Stephen Kropa. This is the podcast where I invite friends on to talk about the state they are from or formed. And then afterwards, I have some more friends and we do some improv based on that conversation about the state where that first friend is from or formed by. It's light, it's fun, and it couldn't be done with the man behind the non-curtain window, Mr. Logan Dean. Logan.
Hey, Steven.
Have you been today, state, Logan?
Yeah, but only by choice, like one time.
Yes. We spent time together in the state.
Yeah, did we?
At the big convention that we were at last
oh,
year.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got trapped.
The place where you got the jacket you're wearing right now?
Dude, it's been a long week.
I know.
This is my first time out of the house since seeing Avengers, so.
It's that's how long the movie is, folks.
Yeah, it's like Infinity War out there.
It's like all Infinity right, War done. Out there. That's good. I know someone else who's been to today's state. It's our guest, Dane McDonald. Dane!
Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Great, and we are here to talk about what state?
We are here to talk about the Hoosier State, Indiana.
Yay!
Yay! Indiana! Wow! Yay! Yay!
That's the most enthusiasm there's ever been for the state of Indiana.
It always goes that poorly, and everyone always responds that way about their state. It's very
funny. I'm not original. Fuck!
Dan, let's talk about it. What was it like? Were you born and raised? Did you move there?
No, I moved to Indiana when I was turning 11. Born in Michigan, so I spent half my life in Michigan, and then half, I guess, I always say half my life in Michigan, and I'm not 20 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a lithe 20 years old.
I'm a late 20.
Yes.
No, I say half because I also went to school in Indiana, so mm-hmm. I graduated when I was 21, so it was like half my life in Michigan, mm-hmm. half my life in Indiana. So I was going into the sixth grade when I moved to Indiana.
Mm-hmm. So all your formative years.
My formative years.
Were there.
My terrible puberty-ridden mm-hmm. years were in Indiana, yes.
What was it like growing up in Indiana?
So being a queer person from Indiana is interesting because you are unlike everyone around you, but like a flaming homosexual. So it's weird. It's mm-hmm. it's a strange juxtaposition mm-hmm. to be amongst the corn, but also, you know, gay. Okay.
What were some things, if you grew up in Indiana, mm-hmm. everyone did this?
Everyone was fucking religious.
Okay.
And that's actually, like, I was rarely bullied for my sexuality. Like, I can think of one or two occasions where someone like called me a slur or something. I was bullied on a regular basis for not being Christian.
Oh my gosh.
There was a point in middle school where I was called down to the office and there was a paper bag waiting for me. And inside of the paper bag was a copy of the New Testament, but not like a weird, like bound creepy version, like a cool, like your cool youth pastor did give you this version.
Okay.
And there was a giant exclamation point on the front because, like, Jesus is cool. And there were little flagged parts and little highlighted passages uh-huh. for me to think about, like, what would happen to me in the case I didn't accept Jesus and I suffered in hell forever.
And who gave this to you?
A group of my friends. My core group of friends.
Your core group of friends went to the office
mm-hmm.
with this gift and said, call him down.
Call him down. And I think they wanted to be, like, secret. Like, I think they didn't want me to know. But they all wrote letters, and I'm not an idiot, so I saw their handwriting.
And the office was just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my biggest
like,
biggest
it was, like, yeah. condoned. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't, like, know what was in there. Like, I mean, who knows? I received a Bible at school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild. And it's just, it's a very religious town. Yeah. And there was even competition like amongst the Christian churches. Like I had friends from different Christian
churches. What denomination or just
I think
general
it was
Christian.
Mostly like the non-denominational Christian.
Okay.
My thing, what I would always say was like, well, I'm baptized Methodist, but that would be like no fairs. Because in their eyes, that was just like the liberal, open-minded, right. like heathens.
I'm fiscally Methodist, but I'm
right.
I'm socially Baptist.
Yeah.
These were your best friends. Can I ask a question?
You can, please.
Oh, because I have a question. These are your best friends. So like they, from their perspective, they're trying to save your soul.
Right, exactly.
That's wild. Okay.
It's like me forcing people to watch Jennifer's Body. Like I'm telling you that it's good for you.
Right.
And I think it's done with the best of intentions.
That is a crazy thing when people who are your peers think that they know better than you.
Yeah.
That's like in high school when I, you remember DARE, like the DARE program?
Mm-hmm.
I was in DARE.
Drugs.
Yeah. I was in DARE, but just, and I had said to somebody, I'm only doing this to have it on my application, on my college application.
Not for the cool t-shirt you get?
We didn't get t-shirts.
Fuck. You didn't get a t-shirt?
No.
I didn't get a t-shirt.
I didn't get a t-shirt.
But
you
I was
literally go to any Goodwill right now
yes.
and get one. So it's fine.
I think we will. Let's do that after this, everybody. And somebody in that group, like a group of my friends in high school, then went and told the head of that program that I joined it for the wrong reasons, and they kicked me out of it.
Holy shit.
They said it was at the picture for the yearbook. They're like, Steven, you can't be in the picture.
What?
And I went, why? They go, you're not in this for the right reasons. And I go, you know I'm the only one in this program who has never done any drugs.
Yeah, it's wild. But I like to think I got the best kind of revenge, though, on all those
oh,
people.
Oh, please.
Because I actually realized in college, looking back, that every guy that was in that Bible study, I had sex with.
Hey!
Not in middle school, but
okay.
like, eventually.
That's
yeah.
good.
So I like to think I got the last laugh.
You did. What are some things of note that you're like, you know what, I don't live there anymore, but I think fondly of this place or of this landmark or of this story?
This is kind of a weird answer, but I would say we, as if me, the collective state.
Yeah, the royal we of Indiana.
The royal we of Indiana, of which I am the only queen. That's a lie. There's a lot of queer people in Indiana. Indiana hosted the Super Bowl, specifically Indianapolis, in 2012. Mm. And they did a lot of work on downtown Indianapolis to, like, get it ready. And now downtown Indianapolis is, like, quite beautiful.
Yes.
Like, it's a gorgeous little place. Like, there's a lot of, like, young people who live there. There's a lot of cool – there's, like, a river thing that you can walk on and – there's just a lot of cool restaurants and it's kind of like a little small Chicago.
Mm-hmm. That's the only place I've been, so
yeah.
I get it. Yes.
So I will say that like downtown Indianapolis is very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And I do go down there frequently when I'm home. Like landmarks. Does the like the hell is real sign count on like
sure.
on the drive to Chicago? There's so
do you
but,
really?
No,
I don't.
It's great. On one side it says uh-huh. hell is real, but then on the other side it says like Jesus is real or Jesus saves. I can't remember.
I think it's Jesus saves.
Yeah,
Jesus saves.
That's a better juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Jesus
is real.
Hell is real. Like, choose.
Jesus yeah. is also real.
So you're right. going into Chicago and you're like, oh, hell is real. And then you're like, wait, what am I going to do about that?
Yeah.
You leave Chicago, the same sign has the answer.
Jesus. Okay. Well, yeah.
So
of that.
If that counts as a landmark,
sure.
that's my favorite. And then at one point you pass the like walk in Jesus's steps. There's some sort of like pit stop somewhere.
Okay.
Wow, I'm realizing that all the landmarks I'm thinking of are on the way to Chicago.
Because yeah.
next I was going to say Fair Oaks Farms.
Okay.
Which don't know Fair Oaks?
I know no? Fair Oaks. So I am yes, from please. Tennessee, and I drive through Indiana. Mm-hmm. That's like the longest part of the drive to get home. And so I will pass the Hell is Real sign. Mm-hmm. I will pass the Fair Oaks. And that is my favorite pit stop because it's just so nice and
it's so
lovely.
Nice. Have you ever
it's
had the grilled cheese?
No.
Oh,
I haven't.
The cheese is so good.
Okay.
It's
okay.
great cheese.
I'll
yeah.
have to try
okay.
it.
Yeah, I have very fond memories of Fair Oaks Farms.
Great.
it's
I don't know what it is.
Very.
I love pit stops though. Yeah. So, Dane, do you have any siblings?
Yes,
older?
I have a younger brother. We are 6.5 years.
Six
apart.
And a half years. So, the Indiana that you grew up in.
Yes.
Is different than the one that your
younger brother
grew up in.
That's true.
Let's talk about him.
Sure.
What are the differences?
So I'm a
big proponent. I'm the oldest brother of three. I like to brag about the trails I've blazed for my younger brothers, how much easier it was for them. And I'm giving you the opportunity to do that right now.
Thank
as well.
You. That's so great because he is a typical younger child in which things were just thrown at him
yes.
that were not thrown at me. And I'm not bitter about it. So one thing that comes to mind, so he goes to school in Indiana. Currently, he's a sophomore at DePaul, which is always very fun to explain to people in Chicago because they think I'm saying DePaul.
With a
but
Chicago
I'm saying
accent.
No, yeah, but no, but no, he goes to DePaul in Greencastle, Indiana. And I remember visiting there and, you know, not to blow anyone's mind, Indiana's a pretty conservative state. So to see that he had like gender neutral bathrooms on his campus, like I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
And I went to Indiana University, which mm-hmm. is a very liberal, I'll just say it, very gay school. Mm-hmm. And there were no gender neutral bathrooms that I was aware of. So just that progress is mind boggling mm-hmm. to me. I honestly, and I guess this is just something I pick up on because of, you know, my situation, but it's the openness to queerness is just mm-hmm. really interesting. Like my brother was recently, my mom was telling me that he every Wednesday night watches Queer Eye with his fraternity brothers.
Oh, wow.
They get together and they watch Queer Eye. And I love that.
That's adorable.
It's
That's
so cute. Yeah. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. And he is just like the straightest little church mouse. And I don't say church mouse like he's religious. I just mean like he's very quiet and mm-hmm. he's very much like the opposite of me. He actually has this thing where he thinks we were in the womb together, or he did when we were younger.
Okay.
He used to talk about how we were in the womb together and I bullied him, which, you know, that would have happened. Mm-hmm. But so I like to think that like he's just very much the opposite of me. Mm-hmm. You know, he's an Aquarius. I'm a Leo. We're very much on the opposite end of the astrological zone. He's very straight. I'm very gay. Mm-hmm. So he's a lacrosse player. Mm-hmm. Lacrosse. I mean, lacrosse is like very popular everywhere, but maybe it's not any more so in Indiana, but I think of it as being that because he played that. So.
Do you remember it? Was it always around, or do you remember it coming to your area?
No, I remember that's like the sport that all like the hot guys played. Like the hotties were the lacrosse players.
Well, you know, I played lacrosse high school. Well. I remember it coming too with a fervor.
Yeah.
People were like, this new sport is on the rise.
And when you say new sport, there's a big asterisk because it was taken from the Native
Americans.
Yes,
of course. Yes, yes, yes. So your family still lives in Indiana?
Yeah, so my parents live there. My brother goes to school there. Mm-hmm. My stepdad actually works for the government. So, we're, in the shit.
It's a real Parks and Rec.
So that's another thing is,
Yes.
Parks and Rec, I believe, is Pawnee is based on the town of Muncie, which is where Ball State University is.
And it's Jerry's favorite place to vacation.
Yes, exactly. And Eagleton is very much based on where I'm from.
Okay.
Which, it's really more this other city, Carmel. I'm from Zionsville, Indiana. Mm-hmm. But I always say Zionsville is kind of, Diet Carmel. Like, it's basically the same amount of shitty upper middle class people, but just in a slightly smaller zone mm-hmm. with less roundabouts. Still a fucking lot of roundabouts, but slightly less roundabouts. So yeah, if you think of Eagleton, that's where I grew up, if that's your touch point for Indiana.
It is. I feel like Indiana with Parks and Rec is very much the same for me for New Jersey and Sopranos, mm-hmm. but it used to be that and Jersey Shore. So I'm glad that other states have shows that are representative.
I don't know if Indiana has another one. Our movie is Hoosiers. Is there another one?
I can't think of one.
Breaking Away. I've never seen it. But
I don't know what that is.
Breaking Away, I think Dennis Quaid is in it. It's about have any of you heard of the Little Five race? Little 500?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's a...
Oh
no!
Wait,
that's from
Miracle
the Apple
in Lane
Dumpling
2,
Game,
starring Frankie Muniz. That is the Grand Prix, which is Purdue University, and they like to think that it's their Little Five, and that's cute. But Little Five is a bike race in Bloomington, where there's a legit bike race, and the rest of us just get really fucking drunk all week. There's a movie based on that called Breaking Away, which is a popular sport. I think it was nominated for an Oscar.
I've never even heard of it.
I've never seen it. Yeah. Indiana is kind of synonymous with a lot of sports.
It's
basketball.
Hoosiers, absolutely. Hoosiers was...
Hoosiers. The Pacers, I think, were, kind of big for a
I had
second.
A Pacers windbreaker when I was younger.
Cute.
Just because.
Right when I moved there, there was that drama where they played the Pistons, and there was, a fight broke out, and mm-hmm. someone, poured a cup of piss on someone in the stands. And I took that very personally, because I moved from Michigan. Mm-hmm. And though I don't really give a shit about sports, I do, have weird ties and personal obligations to Michigan sports teams. I consider myself a Pistons fan.
Gotcha.
I consider myself a Red Wings fan.
I see.
I was a Colts fan for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to assimilate.
Oh, of course.
Pick one team. That's your assimilation.
That's your thing. Yes. Yeah. That's why I always pretended to be a Mets fan.
Sure.
It was great.
Because it was less douchey than being a Yankees
fan? Well, because my dad's a Yankees fan, so I was
the act of rebellion.
Well, then we had a real act of rebellion. The year that Red Sox won, finally, the World Series, I went in full Red Sox regalia to high school the next day. That was my big rebellion, was I'm going to wear full-on Red Sox, actual old-timey baseball uniform.
That could be dangerous.
And you really showed him.
I really showed him. Oh, he was very pissed off. This is the same man who sat me down and yelled at me for having a faux hawk. So yes, this was absolutely. Whoa. What is a Hoosier?
That's a very good question. That is a fantastic question. Do you want to hear the story that they tell us?
Yes.
To tell,
yes.
Please. So probably,
tell us how it's wrong.
I mean, it just sounds fucking ridiculous is what it sounds like. So no one knows what a Hoosier is. It's like so I went to the school where like we were the Indiana Hoosiers, mm-hmm. and you know, usually you think it's like literally Purdue is like the Purdue Boilermakers, which is like equally stupid, if not more
right.
stupid. Because like at least a Hoosier is like a dumb what is it thing. Like a Boilermaker is a train. Like
it's, oh, a drink as well.
No, yes. a train.
Yes, but it's also a drink.
Oh, it's also yes. I thought you misheard
a drink.
Me. A drink? Yeah, I don't even really know what our mascot is. Like I know there's someone in a big, you know, soft plush mascot thing. The story is that there was someone walking alone through the forests of Indiana.
Oh dear.
And he was yelling, "Who's there?" But because he had, then that's a, like Indiana people like think they're Southern. Like there are mm-hmm. a lot of Confederate flags in Indiana. And it's like,
okay.
Do you know where the Mason-Dixon
yeah.
line is? And they don't.
And they go, what's
idiots.
That?
And so the guy was running and when he had his accent, he was saying like, who's there? But it came out like Hoosier. Hoosier.
Okay.
So we're the Indiana Hoosiers. I don't think that that's true.
No.
I just think they
like
came up
reach.
With a dumb name and they had to justify it. But yeah. that's what they tell us growing
okay.
up.
Okay. Favorite question of the show. Is there any weird cryptids or weird animals or weird like folklore stuff that you like of Indiana?
Folklore stuff. Folklore.
There doesn't have to be, but I really like it when there is.
No, I don't think so. There was a bridge near where I grew up that was supposedly haunted. But I feel like you can say that about any hometown
yes.
of any person. No, we don't
really.
Yeah.
What was the thing to do before everyone could drink, but like right when you got your driver's licenses, what would people go do?
Play kidnap.
What is that?
Kidnap is where... Kidnap is a game... Oh, and smoke hookah.
Okay, yeah.
usually together. Okay,
I don't know
so like most things I've smoked in my life, I did it to impress boys. I mm-hmm. smoked a lot of hookah to impress boys. It was very stupid. Straight boys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so kidnap is a game where you know, you'd have multiple cars, you'd all meet at
right.
like a place, like usually someone's house.
I'm so nervous.
And one person would like be designated to be to be kidnapped.
Okay.
This sounds so insidious
yeah.
talking about. And that person would be blindfolded.
Oh my gosh.
And you would be driven out. And you have to remember, this would have been like 2008, 2009. So it was like right before we had smartphones.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't like use Find My Friends or whatever. And
right.
you would be dropped off somewhere.
Oh no, no.
On your own.
Oh my gosh.
And left. And then your team would have to figure out where you were
what?
And come find you.
Based off of what? Like would clues be
you,
given?
I
or?
Would be like on my phone. I'm like, hi, I'm in a cornfield. That doesn't help because it's Indiana. And they'd have to come find you. So it was like they were yeah. This okay. You guys seem very freaked out. And like this is no, so normal to
well,
me.
Well, we would do stuff. We would like, oh I remember being, some people in my friend group in high school would do follow and they would just pick a random, we would go to the mall. And then find somebody leaving
mm-hmm.
and then track them to see how close we could, like as if it was a Cassavetes film. Like,
okay,
just
so
like...
that's what, so it was stalking.
Right, but they called it follow and I couldn't drive
oh
yet and I was just
God.
In the car. I was like, yeah, I guess we'll do good.
This is fine. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, like, that's where that mother lives now. Like, what are we doing with this formation?
Yeah. Also, I think kind of on that note of like things people did, a big thing in Indiana that kind of is at the crosshairs of my Hoosierness and mm-hmm. my fagginess is that I was in show choir.
Okay.
In high school and college.
Great.
So I did 6 years of show choir.
What was your big standout moment?
What was my big standout moment?
Yes.
My senior year, I had a solo in the competition show,
mm-hmm.
which the competition show is like you would practice it, you would rehearse it. It was the one you put like your most effort into. And then you would go to different schools and compete against other schools and they'd be judges and you'd get placed and ranked and you performed multiple times. And it was like a big exhausting thing.
Mm-hmm.
In our senior year competition show, I had the solo in the last number, which was a Beatles medley.
Okay.
So I sang Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, like the opening
mm-hmm.
verse of that. That was my big moment.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I won.
I was gonna say, did you win?
The choir didn't win.
Oh, but I won
best performer.
Hey, good to go. Yeah.
Can you give us a little like sampling?
We
of
cannot
that?
Afford that.
Okay. I'll send Steven the YouTube yes. link and he can promote it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll share that.
Yeah. There's a little clip of me in a big billowy 70s shirt and a gold sash. And,
oh wow. Yeah. Yes, please. I do need to see this.
I don't know if I mentioned I was gay in high school. So. And now I didn't
and
stop.
Now, yeah.
Just high school.
Anybody else big show moments like that?
I mean, I did theater in like high school and college, but I don't know. So when I was in college, we were doing a show that I don't remember the name of, but it was about these two old women that murdered people.
Arsenic
and Old Lace. Thank you. I was one of the old women.
I can't believe I didn't think I was anything but straight.
And we were like backstage intermission and we got the show call, 5 minutes, whatever. And then nobody else was in the dressing room. I was just hanging out, chilling by myself. And I was like, it's been a long 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
So I do.
Oh, no.
Where is everybody? And I hear my line being said by someone else.
Oh.
The stage manager just like didn't tell me to get
on
stage.
You didn't get to five.
And so I just had to like improvise something. Be like, well, I found more arsenic in the garage. You know what I mean? Just like make my way back on stage.
Scene
somehow.
One, but like, wait, that hasn't been revealed yet.
Oh my God. That's so that's funny. Great. At one Very point stressful. In high school theater, I was also the lead of my senior play, and it was The Man Who Came to Dinner. Mm-hmm. At one point, well, I was about to say I was off book. But that's actually not true. I was in a wheelchair on stage, and I never memorized Act 3, so I kept my script in the basket and referred to it when I needed it. I'm an extremely lazy person. When I was auditioning for colleges my senior year, because I originally wanted to do musical theater, but I didn't get into any of the programs. I know, so sad. But anyway, I remember like having a one-to-one with one of my choir directors, who I love, and to this day I love. She's great. I remember she phrased something in a way that like, she said, like, no matter what, the thing I didn't have to worry about was, like, my looks, which is a compliment.
Yes.
But she was saying, you might not be that talented, but your looks will get you in the room.
Oh, man, yeah.
And, it was, like, a nice thing to say, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a backhanded compliment. Yeah.
Like
on the cusp of not nice.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yes. So you
not
know.
Nice adjacent.
Exactly.
When you think of Indiana. And you are on your deathbed.
Oh my God.
What will be the visages that visit you above your eyes?
It'll probably be the fact that I hail from a town with a Rolls Royce dealership next to a Dairy Queen.
That is a very interesting image.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Zionsville thing.
Uh-huh.
There's our Dairy Queen and there's our Rolls Royce.
Zionsville.
Is there anything else that you have been wanting to say?
To me, Indiana is kind of like a family member. Like, I'm going to talk all the shit. And that's not to say we haven't been fun talking shit, because obviously, like, we are family now.
Yes.
But having all just met for the most part, I will shit talk Indiana all the live long day. But, like, the second someone else says something, like, cruel about it, I'll be like, the fuck did you say? Like, it's like a family member. Like I can say anything I want to, but, like, if someone else does, like, it's not cool. So I will say that, like, for all the shit I talk about Indiana... and for all of the reasons, I will never live there.
That's gonna be my last question. Would you go back?
I still appreciate that I grew up in a very safe place. I grew up in a place where I always, even though, you know, I obviously struggled with coming to grips with my sexuality and figuring out who I was. And in a ways that we all do as teenagers. But as a queer person in Indiana, there's kind of that added layer of, ugh. I did feel very safe and loved and never wanted for anything.
Yeah.
So I have no, it's not a... malicious place.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, a cancer from which I sprang from.
Sure.
It's a perfectly lovely place to grow up.
Yes.
But I have no intention
of ever.
I like going back to visit. I love going back. And that's one of those things where, you know, it's, I think of like my home into my house, my family. And it's like, we're not in Indiana. Like, this is my house. Like,
sure.
This is it exists in a, it's like when I talk about Disney World being in Florida. I'm like, well, there's Florida, but then there's like, Disney.
Yeah, right.
So
yes.
Yeah. If Indiana is Florida, my home is Disney World.
Yes.
Aww.
Dane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've overstated your welcome. Is there anything you'd like to promote? And if people want to find you online, where can they do so?
Yeah, if they want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter. On Twitter, I'm self-deprecating and thirsty. And on Instagram, I'm thirsty and thoughty, I guess. My handle is TheDaneMcDonald. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm going to be launching my own podcast called Chasing Chalamet. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bi-weekly podcast where week by week, myself and a guest deep dive into the filmography of the Oscar-nominated actor Timothy Hal Chalamet. So yeah, look for that in your podcatcher of choice very soon. If you want to find that show on Twitter, it is Chalamet Chasing, and on Instagram, it's Chasing Chalamet, because those were the handles that were available.
Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our improviser pals. Stay tuned. This is the ad space. Today, we're going to be promoting Chasing Chalamet by my friend Dane McDonald. It's a podcast about the movies of Timothy Chalamet. I'm on it, but that's not why I'm promoting it. I'm also promoting it because of friendship. So listen to that. Back. That's not what I was going for, but that's great. I like to be surprised.
Well, we failed on the yay Indiana.
No, there's no failure. The only true failure is not trying. So this podcast is a success. That laughter right there is my very first guest improviser pal. It is Jonah Cooper. Jonah, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Welcome to the show for the first time.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Have you been to Indiana?
I've driven through Indiana.
And how did we feel about it?
You know, kind of the same as driving through Ohio, okay. from a driving through perspective. Mm-hmm. Gary, and isn't there also a Brian? Is there a Brian, Indiana?
Brian, Indiana?
Nope. Sure.
Going to the judges?
Maybe.
No, judges say
you
yes.
You know what? The reaction I just got leads me to believe that I knew there was a Gary, and a part of my brain was like, there's probably a Brian. Which is wrong, I think.
There is a Santa Claus.
Indiana?
Santa Claus, Indiana.
There's a
Holiday World.
Yep. Did you almost say Holiday Inn?
Yes.
Holiday.
Yes, Holiday World is there.
Holiday World.
What's Holiday World?
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, voted one of the best the amusement parks in the country. Oh, and there's like free soda and free suntan lotion, which
together?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's actually it's one of
separate
those like
it yourself.
It's like a soft serve thing where you can get right. one or the other or
right.
both. Yes, I spent many a Hoosier summer slathered in Coca-Cola and sunscreen.
The bees loved you.
Yes. Based off our conversation, would you like to visit? Spend more time than driving through?
It seems like Indianapolis is a place to go for maybe a night or two.
We went, Logan and I went for Gen Con. That's where Gen Con is held. All that's right. fun. So, you know, that's in your purview.
Oh, definitely.
It's fine. It's fine.
All right, Logan.
They have a TGI Fridays.
They do have a TGI Fridays.
Then I'll go.
Yes, there we go. We're sold. I'm going to look away from you now. I'm going to look at our other improviser pal, Laura Marsh. Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking back.
Good.
Have you been to Indiana?
I have. So, driving through it, but also,
great.
I went to a bachelorette party in Gary, Indiana.
No.
They got those dunes. And
Gary does?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it seemed like a good idea to go to the dunes.
Okay.
So we got a little Airbnb, and when we got off the interstate, I'm not even kidding. One of the first things we saw was a car on fire. And that pretty much set the tone for the whole weekend. We thought we were probably going to be murdered multiple times. We weren't, so that was good.
Don't spoiler.
But
Don't spoil the end game.
Yeah, jeez.
We did, like, pile in my car. There were six of us, and I drive a little hatchback, Versa. And we drove to the casino, the Horseshoe Casino, I guess.
Sure.
And one lady who's actually going to be here later had to ride in the trunk.
Oh.
and she hated it so much.
She was kidnapped. You kidnapped her.
We kidnapped her.
Oh, it all comes full circle. Yeah. What we do now is we will do some improv based on the state's capital, which is Indianapolis, and our inspiration will be the state motto of Indiana. But it won't be the current state motto, which is Crossroads of America. No, it won't be that. That won't be fun. It'll be a new state motto provided to us by our guest. Dane, you have a story and a motto for us.
I do. So, as I mentioned previously, I do spend quite a bit of time when I'm home and when I was growing up there going to downtown Indianapolis. And I believe while I was, I think I lived here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I was home and I would drive downtown to either visit my stepfather or to go out downtown for whatever reason. In the recent couple of years, they were working on a new state building. And the state had a big sign on the front of it that was going to say, Indiana, a state that works, because that was like a new tagline. Because Indiana is very proud of how much it works in comparison to like corrupt hellholes like Illinois.
Okay.
So it's Indiana, a state that works. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, because construction was either delayed or I just came at the right moment, mm-hmm. I got to witness the sign that just said, Indiana, a state.
Okay.
And I think that surmises everything I feel about where I hail from.
Wonderful.
Indiana is indeed a state.
So the new motto is a state. We now take you to Indianapolis.
Oh, Cliff, just look at the beautiful walkway.
It's fantastic.
I never thought such a beautiful thing could exist here in our home state of Indiana.
I'm so moved and happy that our kids can walk on a pristine walkway like this.
I just wish that little Tobias had been born in time to put his tiny little feet prints in that cement before it dried.
Little Tobias, wherever you are, please come home.
He's right. He's in my belly, honey.
Oh, gosh.
He's due in 2 weeks. He'll be here in 2 weeks.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about the vagrant we named our future son after?
Yes.
Little Tobias?
Yeah.
Little Tobias!
Little Tobias, where have you been?
I've just been following you on this nice walkway.
Were you playing follow?
I was playing follow.
Little Tobias, where you been?
I've been over and under and all around. Because this walkway does all those things that I just said.
Do you know we named our soon-to-be firstborn after you?
What? With the Lil and everything?
Well, no.
Oh.
Well, you're Tobias. And so the baby's going to be Little Tobias. But then I saw you and I got excited and I called you Little Tobias because it was in my head.
I really enjoyed it.
But you're enormous, so you are not.
I am enormous.
You
I
are.
Am.
You've grown quite a bit.
Just every year I grow like the corn of our fair state. And I shrink, too.
That seems weird.
Have you not seen me at the beginning of the season?
Yes. Tobias, we haven't seen you in...
In spring, he's as short as my ankles, and
yes.
By fall, he's as tall as the one tall building in our fair capital
right.
city of Indianapolis.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Tobias, I'm so thrilled that this walkway has walked you right on home.
I wish I had good tidings for you. I come bearing a quest.
A quest?
A quest?
We must go through the corn.
Through the corn?
Through the corn?
We must go through the corn.
Not the corn.
Yes.
Not the corn, Tobias, not
no.
the corn.
Why?
We must go through the corn, and we must find the sacred passages of the Friendship Bible.
The Friendship Bible?
Yes, for little Tobias to grow up big and strong and not be cursed with the growth of a corn cob as I have been, we must find the Friendship Bible.
I've heard tale that nary a travel or return.
I lost 2 uncles and 3 brothers to corn-related quests.
I lost
never
my
had a
own,
god like me.
My own dear father to the Friendship Bible quest.
God.
I mean, if you want to keep talking about the quest, we can, but I think we should go on it.
Very well.
Unfortunately, you must step off of this nice paved
oh,
walkway.
Can't we just walk on it a little while longer?
No, that's what makes it a quest, Barbara. You gotta go off the nice paved walkway. The cement walkway that was just installed in our fair city of
Indianapolis. All right, I'll do it. I'll do it for little Tobias.
All right, shall we link arms, as yeah. is the way?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's
over or under?
Who's going to be?
Well, I'm very tall, so if you would link on, I could perhaps drag you.
All right.
All right, good, because I won't be using my legs.
No, save your energy, Cliff. And again, I'm so sorry. Your name is...
Barbara!
All right.
Barbara, 2 weeks to her due date, and we're taking her off the paved sidewalk.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
Yes, because where we're going, there is no Lord.
But I thought we were going...
And we're through the corn. Everyone keep pushing the kernels over. Push it, corn.
It's tickling my nose.
Corn, don't. Oh, if you laugh, that'll bring on the corn sprites.
Don't do it, Cliff. Don't laugh.
Molding my laughter in.
Oh, these fire ants. Oh, ow.
Fire ants?
Fire ants.
Oh, God, fire ants.
They're in corn.
I forget. Yes, the indigenous pest of Indianapolis,
the fire ants.
How could I forget?
Of course. That's one of the primary dangers of the corn.
That's right. The fire ants. If there are challenges, what kind of quest are we on?
Right, but right now we have not hit any of the magical challenges. These have just been pretty much run-of-the-mill. Going through any cornfield.
Hold on a second, yes. Tobias. Are you telling me that you don't think the complex social structure of an ant colony is a kind of magic? Because it certainly is.
It is.
I hadn't thought of
that
way.
Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Why, Tobias, when you were but 12, I got you an ant farm. Don't you remember?
Well, here's the thing, Barbara. See, I remembered your
you
name.
Remembered.
I wasn't 12. That was just last season when I was only a little halfway grown.
Oh, my, how time flies. Ow! Ooh.
Oh, no. Barbara,
no.
Wait, keep them away from the baby, little Tobias.
Oh, get away from my belly, you ant.
Don't slap them to kill them, because you'll be slapping the baby.
Yes. Oh, no.
It's all right. I brought a leaf blower.
Oh, good.
Thank heavens, Cliff.
I'm glad you always take some sort of gardening equipment on a walk, as is the Indiana way.
I've got a leaf blower, a weed whacker, and two... very small novelty lawnmowers.
You've had a weed whacker all this time, and we've been swan through corn?
Exactly. You know that famous euphemism. Swan through corn like we're swan through corn.
Swan through corn.
Well, I didn't bring any gas.
Yeah, I brought one of those fake lawnmowers, but just have the little bobbles inside.
Your bibles inside? Your
bobbles? The little bobbles. The little, as if it was a boggle game that I was pushing across the lawn.
Oh. Yeah, and they make that noise. Why did they make that noise?
Tobias will like that in about 6 years.
I didn't want to spoil the surprise. This is what I got him.
Oh, that's very funny.
Anyway, let me blow these ants off you real quick.
Would you? Oh!
Cliff, I do love how you make the noise of the machine that we do use. It's very, very fun.
That's the only way I know how to use
it. Let's hear that weed whacker sound you got going.
Oh, the weed whacker?
Oh,
the weed whacker
sounds
so.
This one's my favorite.
It sounds like this. And then it goes.
There it goes.
But we got to save the gas.
We got to save the gas because we are here. The gate.
The gate.
Have you seen the gate in front of us?
The gate of corn.
It's gate
of corn. Large and golden.
And we have to speak the phrase.
What's the phrase?
We must speak friend and enter. But in the Indiana way.
Oh, I was going to say, Mella.
Oh, Cliff, you know that is correct in any other setting, but here in Indiana.
What do we
need to say?
All right, I think I've got something.
What is it?
I think I've got something for this pesky door. Please open up.
Whoa.
Is it happening?
Yes, I mean, look at it.
I closed my eyes.
No, Barbara, you must. This is an opposite.
I was so scared.
Yes. Look at the doors creaking open. Oh. You get some WD-40 on there, and it'll open right up much easier. But
Cliff, did you bring your WD?
Oh,
WD.
I do have my WD. Hold on, let me check in my sack. All right, let's see what we got here. We got WD-20, and we got WD-39.
Damn, WD-20.
Tobias, your language in front of my unborn child.
I said goddamn.
Tobias, you apologize to that unborn child.
Let me kneel down. Now remember, I'm quite tall right now.
Enormous, you're enormous.
The average height of corn grown is, we all know.
16 feet tall.
So I'm kneeling down quite from a height. And I'll do my best.
Your knees, even when you're kneeling down, go over my head.
Yes. I should get on my tummy then.
All right, just lay down on your belly.
Yes, wriggle over here on your belly.
Now, the magic door has opened, and I don't know if you know this, Cliff and...
Barbara!
Yes, Barbara. That little Tobias will be able to talk back to me.
It's a magic land where the babies can talk from within the womb.
As long as they have the same name as you.
Oh,
that's
the one
right.
Caveat, yes.
Is that why you brought us here?
That's why.
So you,
you are just merely the vessel to bring the hero foretold who will find the friendship Bible, little Tobias.
So you've known all along.
Wait, I thought we were getting the friendship Bible so little Tobias wouldn't grow up and then grow small.
That's
over the
a
course
good
of season.
Point, Cliff.
But we need him
I didn't
in
want
utero.
You to know this, but let me remove my sunglasses.
Oh, your eyes.
Oh, my God.
You should recognize them.
They're kernels of
corn. They're corn kernels. What has happened to you, Tobias? What's become of you?
The reason I couldn't remember your name,
Barbara.
Is that when I knew you, I called you Mom.
That's so beautiful.
Are you telling me that this enormous corn-eyed person in front of me, who I thought was just a wandering vagrant, is some kind of current son, future self, back in time nonsense?
I had to come back in time to save myself from this curse, because you haven't had an ultrasound in quite some time, have you?
Well, I'm due in 2 weeks, so I haven't had one in, oh goodness, nearly 8.5 months.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but if you did get one right now, it would be merely a candy corn.
Wait.
A baby-sized candy corn.
You put a
I'm
baby
sorry.
No, I didn't put anything. That's me inside there.
You're a candy corn?
You're a candy corn?
When I'm little.
Oh.
And then, because candy corn evolves into regular corn.
Right.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. If you water it enough.
If you water
level
it,
19.
Right.
I've got a question if you're from the future.
I have several, but go ahead, Cliff.
Well, mine was going to be about my first colonoscopy. I'm afraid of doing it in the future, and does it go okay
it
when it
goes
happens?
Everyone should get one, even if you don't think you should.
All right.
And it's fun. Sometimes it's fun.
That's interesting advice for a father to take from his son, but I will accept
right.
it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are there flying cars?
Well, no.
Oh. Does
sometimes
the
if they jump off a ledge.
Yeah, but we got that now.
The Dukes of Hazzard had flying cars, is what I mean.
Does the sidewalk hold up?
Yeah, how's that?
Tobias, tell me the sidewalk holds up.
Oh, if there's anything that holds up in this world, it's sidewalks. Now, the reason I need your help is because if I want to take out the Friendship Bible, I need my parents' permission.
Oh, do we have to sign a permission form?
Yes, that's why I've been locked out of this library, the National Library of Indianapolis.
Oh, my God.
So wait a second.
Well, no, we're in surrounded by... Wait, where'd the corn go?
Everyone knows.
Where the corn went?
Everyone knows where the corn went, but us!
This is a thing of the future. We no longer print books on paper made from wood. We put them on the paper made
from corn husks.
Well, that sounds
that's amazing.
Environmentally... Oh.
Well, if they're using
Tobias.
The corn for the...
I had to get one in there.
Tobias, come on. Amazing.
Amazing.
And how are you spelling that in your head, Tobias?
A-H-M-A-Z-E.
Oh, my poor, poor boy never learned how to read.
I-T-I-N-G.
Do they not teach you anything in the future, Tobias?
Wait, I thought you were making a maze pun because of the corn.
Oh, I just thought he couldn't spell.
It's this kind of discrepancy that I need your help with.
Listen, maze is spelled M-A-I-Z-E, Tobias. What is future Cliff doing if you don't know that to come back in time?
Well, the reason why I could know your name is because there is no Cliff in the future.
That's why you know my name?
That's why you have to get a colonoscopy.
Barbara.
That's
I'm
why
scared.
The... Oh, Cliff.
Barbara.
Oh, Cliff, I'm scared.
Wait, is Barbara in the future?
Am I in the future?
Well, that's why I couldn't remember Barbara's name because I only called Barbara Mom, but I knew your name was Cliff because I never had anyone to call Dad. It's all very simple. If I draw a line.
Don't draw it. Don't do it, honey. Hmm? Don't do it. Don't draw the line.
It's like this, a circle.
No,
stop. No.
Stop drawing
stop with
lines.
The shapes. Honey,
no
he knows his shapes.
He knows it. Well, that's, we did something
we
right.
We did something. Well, I did something
you
right.
Did. Wait. I have to probably die in the next 2 weeks. Barbara, I'm scared.
I'm scared too, Cliff.
Well?
I guess this is goodbye.
Well, we still have quite a way to
get
to the library.
Okay. Oh, okay. I won't say goodbye yet.
Yeah, I mean, if you want. You could go back.
Well, let's say goodbye now, and that way, if it happens by surprise, we'll have the goodbye behind us.
And then if it doesn't, then we'll be able to say goodbye again later.
We'll say goodbye every hour until my...
On the hour. I'll set an alarm.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. I really just need one of you to sign this paper.
Hold on, Tobias. We have to say our goodbyes.
I know I put you through the ringer,
you
but
just told me I'm going to die in 2 weeks.
I didn't say that in so many words.
You implied you it heavily.
But I can't even spell amazing, so who are you going to believe?
He has a point, Cliff.
Barbara?
Yes. Yes, Cliff.
When you said yes to marrying me, you made me the happiest used car salesman turned street paver in all of this great state. And if I have to go, well, I want you to know, in the garage.
Yes.
In my toolbox.
Yes.
Yes.
There's something you're gonna have to throw away.
Oh.
It's my baby teeth.
Oh. I thought you were going to say your porn collection. I was like, honey, I've known about that for years.
I mean, you helped me curate that porn collection, sweetheart.
Yes, I did.
I would make you throw that away. That's some weird stuff.
Cover your ears, honey.
Well, this Tobias is old enough, I think.
Yes.
You know what? You can leave the teeth where they are.
I'm going to leave them and treasure them. Cliff, I want to say something. When you asked me to marry you at the drive-thru of the DQ next to your used car lot, you made me the happiest woman on earth. Not just our great state of Indiana. And I'll walk that sidewalk every day for the rest of my life.
And think of me?
Yes, and think of you.
Yes.
While looking
that's
at
right.
Yes,
porn.
Way to go, Cliff. High five.
Thank you, son.
Jump up here.
No, I can't.
I'll give you a boost. Oh, no, I can't.
No, you're pregnant.
No, please don't lift it.
I'm
pregnant.
Very pregnant.
No lifting. Well, I gotta say, I'm probably the dad with the tallest son. And that's
at least
something.
For now.
And you're the smallest dad with the biggest heart.
And you're the most medium wife with the biggest heart as well.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right, now, you needed us to sign something, or what's...
Yes, if you want to... it's just a permission slip for the friendship Bible.
I think we should sign it together, Cliff.
All right.
I mean, that's not legally binding, but it's a library, so I don't think they'll mind.
Do you happen to have a big pen with room for two hands?
Perfect. Oh, I love his novelty pens.
For those checks...
All right, here it is.
Here we go.
It's the one with your dad's face on it.
Oh.
Oh, not my dad's face.
No, not no. my face.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
My dad's face.
Ah.
Your grandfather's face, what? Tobias.
This was taken the day before we lost him to the corn.
Oh, that was a fun day.
It was a fun day.
And the next day was horrifying.
Oh, yes, it was awful.
We won't talk about it, but gosh, that was very traumatic. All right, here we go. We're signing it.
All right, let's sign together. One.
Two, three.
What's happening?
I'm getting returned to the corn.
Oh,
no. You freed me from my curse. Your baby's no longer a candy corn. It's a regular child.
Oh, well, that's
look
good
at my
news.
Eyes. My eyes are regular human eyes.
They're regular human.
With
piercing blue eyes.
With white on the outside and color in the middle,
just like
mine.
Ah, yes. Like a reverse Oreo.
A beautiful son with eyes like a reverse Oreo.
Reverse Oreo. Oh, Tobias, you're going to be so happy growing up here in a state.
Ah, yes.
It surely is.
Before I'm gone, don't get that colonoscopy.
But my bowel health.
Don't get that
Tobias!
Tobias!
Oh! And I felt him.
And they were all proud to be an American. That's our show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Jonah Cooper, you've overstayed your welcome. Where can people find you if they were so looking?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jonah for Mayor.
You got my vote.
And you can also follow Botnik Studios at
yes.
Botnik Studios. And we're going to be revamping our website soon. That's going to be out. And if you're in the great... city of Chicago, you can see me play with Tibula at CIC Theater.
Tibula.
Fun. And Laura Marsh, you've overstayed your welcome. Where could people find you if they were so looking?
So I'm on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's at Harsh Marsh. If it's not, it's at Laura Harsh Marsh. I think Instagram is one and Twitter is the other.
I will make sure to link it correctly.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cool.
Folks, I have been Stephen Kropa. Thank you so much for joining us this episode. Next episode, join us for a different person from a different place. I love you all.
Promotional consideration for Overstated this week is brought to you by the film Hard Rain, which was filmed in Huntingburg, Indiana, starring Morgan Freeman, Christian Slater, and Randy Quaid. Hard Rain is about the small town of Huntingburg when it is forced to evacuate. Torrential rains bring rising floodwaters. The local sheriff and town residents, having been through this before, are all too familiar with the looting and petty thefts that take place in an abandoned town. What they are not aware of, however, is the planned heist of an armored car sent to transport $3 million from the local banks. Coming to theaters January 16th, 1998, it's Hard Rain.
Overstated with Stephen Kropa is hosted by me, Stephen Kropa. It is produced by Logan Dean. It's edited by Will Bybee. Title music and inside music is provided by Jacob Horn Trio. Get the new album Why Though on iTunes or Spotify, wherever else you get your music. Overstated is recorded live in Chicago, then released not live because we edit it, and it's weeks away. Find us on iTunes and leave us a review, and I might read it here. If it's fun, goodbye.